Figures from the Centers for Disease Control show more than 23,000 cases of Lyme disease were reported nationwide in 2002, the most ever. At 1,000 cases, Wisconsin is among a dozen states with numbers greater than the national average. La Crosse County Vector Control Officer Dave Geske says that county has averaged about 100 clinically diagnosed cases in each of the last several years.
It's increased pretty steadily. I think we were in that 50 to 70 range in the mid-90s. You know, it wasn't that long ago in the early 80s that we had no Lyme disease here. And we worked to really watch the spread of that tick in our area in La Crosse County because it's not native here.
Geske attributes the spread of the tick in part to a mobile society. There is research going on to impact the deer tick population, but he says it's expensive.
We've looked at different mechanisms, and one would be it's like a deer feeder or attractant, and the deer would come and there would be an insecticide that would the deer would get their heads would rub on, their ears would rub on, that would impact that tick population.
The tiny deer ticks are now so widespread, Geske says people should use repellents and examine themselves for ticks whenever they're out in vegetated areas. He says the tick that infects people with Lyme disease is already around in early spring. The disease starts out as a circular rash and can cause flu-like illness, as well as arthritic and other long-term health problems. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.